Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.
I'd like to look forward at the highlight of this Brazilian journey, which began with a string of pastoral events in Sao Paulo, where, among other things, Pope Benedict met with young people and canonized the first Brazilian-born saint. This major event takes place on Sunday in Aparecida at the Basilica of Our Lady of Aparecida. It's there that the Holy Father will solemnly inaugurate the 5th General Conference of the Bishops of Latin America and the Caribbean, celebrating Mass and delivering a major speech. That's why, to prepare for this meeting, I'd like to tell the story of Chelam with the help of exclusive sound from our Vatican radio archives. Discovering more about popes and general conferences of bishops from Latin America and the Caribbean. Beginning in July 1955, conference number 1, the Pope is Pius XII and the Latin American bishops are gathered in Rio de Janeiro. It's the days when popes didn't travel. So the Pope sends a radio message in Portuguese, highlighting the figure of Christ the Redeemer with arms outstretched in a marvelous, grandiose spectacle over the bay there.
Il spettacolo sovremodo grandioso. Il statua do Redentor, de braços costantemente abertos in cruz.
An historical event marked by Pope Benedict 50 years on from 1955. It was in a letter dated May 2005, addressed to the current president of this body, known as Chelam, or Selam, Cardinal Francisco Javier Errázuriz Ossa, Archbishop of Chile's capital, Santiago. I asked Sean Patrick Lovett to read from the English translation of the text.
50 years ago, my venerable predecessor, Pius XII, fulfilling the desire expressed by the General Conference of Latin American Bishops, who met in Rio de Janeiro from the 25th of July to the 4th of August, 1955, instituted the Latin American Episcopal Council, CELAM, with the purpose of sustaining the pastoral work of the bishops and at the same time of responding to some of the serious problems of the Church in Latin America.
Pope Benedict, in fact, quoted, as Sean has just read, from the 1955 apostolic letter Ad Ecclesiam Christi, often described as a sort of Magna Carta of this coordinating body, which currently has its seat in Colombia's capital, Bogotá, and which, according to its statute, serves as an organism of contact, reflection, collaboration and service to the bishops' conferences of Latin America, all 22 of them. And following in the footsteps of Pius XII, Pope Benedict too inevitably focused on the figure of Christ.
Knowing that Jesus Christ is the center of the Catholic faith, and that the purpose of the new evangelization is contributing to ensure that every person encounters the living Christ, CELAM has intensely inspired the work of the Latin American Episcopate, so that it testifies to what it means to be faithful disciples of Christ, and nourishes the proper faith through listening to the Word of God.
Words these that also echoed those of the first Pope to personally address a General Assembly of the Latin American Episcopal Conferences. Paul VI. It was 1968, the place Medellin, Colombia. He spoke in Spanish, focusing on fidelity to Christ, nourishing the proper faith through listening to the Word of God.
Saludamos y bendicimos a todos los obispos y ordinarios de América Latina.
Offering not only words of encouragement, but words of warning at a spiritual, social, and pastoral level. Speaking out, among other things, against the message of theologians who had lost their way. The two following general conferences are more recent. The Pope who travels to attend them is Pope John Paul II. The dates 1979, Puebla, Mexico, and 1992, Santo Domingo, where he also presided over celebrations to mark 500 years of the arrival of Christianity in Latin America, admitting on this occasion that the missionary church's ties to the Spanish conquest produced both light and shadow for the region's indigenous inhabitants. But this time it's Pope Benedict's turn to meet with this organization which counts 34 nations where over 550 million people live. And in Brazil, like that first time in 1955, perhaps not by the statue of Christ overlooking the bay of Rio de Janeiro, but many miles away by a river, the Rio Paraíba. Let's listen to the exact words he himself used in that letter to mark Selam's 50th birthday back in May 2005.
Selam will seek to strengthen the spirit of communion, of reciprocal charity, and of the Church's inner life. This unity in charity must shine forth in this very exercise of the apostolate among pastors, between them and consecrated persons in the religious life, and between the very persons who live their inner consecration of the charism proper to their community, all of which makes present the model of our Saviour, who came into the world not to be served, but to serve.
Thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.